Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Matt St. Jack. Whether you're an avid anime fan, a wee tadpole still finding your way, or anywhere in between, I'll be providing my opinions and insights on anime old and new. Think Yelp with help from friends and producers from other shows weighing in. I know you can't wait to hear, and I can't wait to tell, so let's get to it. This is Matt St. Jack with Anime Talk. Let's go. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Matt St. Jack back at it again with a white Vans, except no white Vans as always, but back at it again with another awesome episode of Anime Talk. So today it's just going to be me, myself, and I. Happy Easter. I know this episode is actually being recorded on Easter, but by the time the episode actually drops, it's going to be Monday morning, which I'm trying to get in the habit of dropping these episodes at my normal time, because I'm noticing that there's a dip in some of my numbers, and I don't know, it's just because the content that I'm putting out hasn't been the best here lately, just because I've been busy, or if it's just because I haven't been very consistent with my dropping of the episodes. So I'm trying to do a little bit better on dropping them on Monday morning at midnight like I normally do, and hopefully that kind of puts us in a better spot to where you know, we're all on the same page, and you know what I'm saying? I get some of you guys to start listening to the episodes again. But I digress. Like I said, the Happy Easter for those of you who celebrate that. Hope that everyone is well. Hope that all is well in your personal lives and everything like that. But like I said, it's just going to be me on the podcast today. I have a cool episode that I was thinking like everybody always associates Easter with like bunnies, and obviously, you know, if you're very religious and you have other reasons or other things that you kind of think about as well. So I decided to do a very interesting episode that I'm dubbing Now We're Hopping Into Spring. You see what I did there? So anyway, this episode is going to be about four characters that I thought that were really cool characters that fit the bunny or rabbit build. So obviously, when I say that, you probably think of some immediate characters that pop into mind, and I may have one or two of those characters on this list, but like I said, it's just going to be some really interesting characters that follow like that rabbit slash bunny theme. But before I get into that, as always, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for listening to the show and sharing the show. Without you all, this wouldn't be nearly as fun and or rewarding. If you're not already following me on Instagram and Twitter, you can follow me there at Anime Talk 12. That's Anime Talk, the number 1 and 2. My follows are going up slowly but surely, so I appreciate everybody that's taking their time out of their busy day, or just if you're sitting on the toilet or something like that, and you just so happen to be listening to my show, and you decide that you want to drop us a follow. I'm perfectly fine with that, and I'm very appreciative of it. Yeah, you can find me, like I said, at Anime Talk 12. I'm more active on Twitter. I tell people that all the time, but a lot of people follow me on Instagram. That's usually where I drop like my highlights for my shows, those on Instagram. But yeah, like I said, if you're not already following me, make sure you follow me there. You can get any updates and as far as like any giveaways or upcoming episodes. Currently, the same giveaway has been standing. If you want a sticker for my show, reach out to me. Let me know. I'll send you one. No, you know, no issues at all. I don't mind sending you one. So, and any upcoming episodes, I do have some really cool upcoming episodes. I'm hoping to get some more collaboration set up. I know that you guys are probably tired of just hearing my voice, and at the point that we are right now, I mean, in the season, we're going to be slowly but surely wrapping up. We're on the back half of that season. So, I definitely want to make sure that, you know, you guys are following me, rocking with me. I get some cool content out before the end of the season, because when I come back next season, I kind of want to do a revamp. I feel like things have kind of gotten a little stale. I'm thinking about potentially going to like YouTube maybe and actually start recording so you guys can see the person behind the mic or something like that. I'm just trying to figure out ways to make it more engaging, and to get, you know, some more fan engagement, because I mean that, or fan interaction and stuff like that, because that's huge to me. So yeah, like I said, if you follow me on either one of those social media platforms and you want to tell me that you like the show, dislike the show, if you want to hear me do a review for a specific show, if you want to tell me that my ranks of certain things suck, whatever it is, let me know. Like I said, I love the interaction there. And as always, there may be spoilers ahead. You have been warned. Shout out to the homie Alejandro. There's not many spoilers in this one, just because the majority of these characters, they would only be spoilers if you've never seen the show. But I'm not necessarily telling you a whole bunch about the show. I'm more so diving into the character, what show they're from, when they actually showed up in that character, describing kind of what they wear. I'm in a little bit about their personality is more so what I'm doing here, on this episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump straight into the episode. So like I said, we're doing hopping into spring. So like I said, we're doing bunny characters. So the first character that had to pop up on here, you already know. You know her, you love her. I love her. She's one of the anime bays out there. But you gotta go with the rabbit hero Mirko. 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 Mirko? Anyway, but you gotta go with her from My Hero Academia, or My Hero Academia, however that you want to say it. She's the number five pro hero. She's gone through a lot. If you see her appearance, if you look her up now, and then you look her up like at the very beginning of the show, she looks totally different. You can tell that she's clearly gone through a change with everything that's happened in the show. Her one of her aliases is also the Tiger Bunny. But basically, she is a athletic yet curvaceous figure with muscular arms and legs, and stands at slightly below average height. She has dark skin, red tilted eyes, long eyelashes, straight white hair that's down to her waist. But then later, that's what I said. So in the very beginning, she ended up. She had really, really long hair, but now it's kind of cut short. She is 27 in the show, and she's 5'2 and a half. So slightly, well, not even slightly. I feel like it's a little bit lower than slightly, but 5'2 and a half, from a height standpoint. She originally aired, so she they said that she had a, I had to look this one up. Shout out to fandom pages, because I always give love to you all. Don't know how you have the time to sit around and find out some of the information that you do, like that her blood type is O. I mean, her eye color you can see, but stuff like that. It's just, I don't know, it's interesting that people can figure that stuff up, or pick that stuff up and figure it out. But she originally had a silhouette of her in episode 82, but she actually showed up in episode 87. So that's when she originally came into the show. She wears a costume basically that makes her look like a bunny. She has sleeveless, like it's a sleeveless white leotard with purple trim around her shoulders and waist, a wide yellow crescent moon design over her chest, and a single thick metal plate wrapped around her midriff. She has like thigh-high boots to complement her leotard, with more plating around the heels and toes, making her feet look like those of a rabbit, which is what her quirk is, which is rabbit. Basically, she can do everything that a rabbit does, but she's trained her body in a sense that she's a very strong rabbit. And like, I didn't realize this until I don't know when, but like, yo, rabbits are pretty strong, especially like when they go kicking. Like, I remember watching a couple of shows where they talk about how like bunnies and stuff like that, you got to be careful on leaving them alone, because they will like knock each other out with some of those kicks. So basically, she does everything that a rabbit does, just she's super muscular with it, so it makes her even stronger. She's got the little white gloves, with long cuffs and things like that, again, to make her look more like a bunny. She's just super strong, super duper strong. And I'm gonna have a picture of her, obviously, in the I'm gonna have a picture of her on the show, or on the cover for this episode. So she is super tough, always speaks her mind. She has no problem and respects the fact that you do the exact same thing. She is very fearless. She is, like I said, super strong, super fast. She got the endurance and everything like that. She's a number five hero, so clearly she's not only well liked, but super strong, and very combative. She doesn't mind helping others. She's helped out Endeavor and Hawks. And the big thing about it is she jumps into life-threatening situations with a bright grin and constantly is searching for the next big adrenaline kick, smiling in the face of danger, like literally. Yeah, excuse me. That's a little bit about her when it comes to like I said, just kind of what she does and how she is as a person. She ended up in the show itself. She does end up taking a little bit of damage later on in one of the later arcs, and she doesn't look, like I said, the exact same anymore. But she still smiles in the face of danger. Still is an adrenaline-seeking bunny, which is kind of opposite, I feel like, of bunnies, because I think bunnies are more timid. But I never had a bunny, so I couldn't necessarily tell you. But like I said, she's got enhanced strength, she's got enhanced speed, she's got enhanced dexterity, enhanced agility, high pain tolerance, master hand-to-hand combatant, and intuition. So, like I said, as far as characters, she's probably one of my favorite ones on this list. But all these characters are really cool, and they all have their different perks and quirks and things like that. But I definitely love me some Tiger Bunny, or however you want to say, Hero, Rabbit Hero, Mirko. I don't know why I can't. Morocco, that's what it is. Anyway, yeah. So Rabbit Hero Morocco. So that's the first one on the list. Let's jump into the second one. So the second one is actually one of a really cool character from One Piece. And if you've watched One Piece, the minute that I said One Piece, you already know exactly who it is. So we're going with Carrot. So Carrot is actually a really cool character. I like how they kind of brought her in. She is one of those characters that I feel like when I first saw her, I wasn't necessarily 100% like invested into her. I was like, okay, like she's just a bunny, like she's just a rabbit basically from this tribe, like, 'cause she's a mink. So I'm like, okay, well, what is she gonna do? But she actually kind of grew on me, very strong. So if you watch One Piece, and this could be a spoiler again if you haven't watched One Piece, but if you watch One Piece, when they get to the mink arc, they end up going from I guess you could say, like, there's two sets of minks. There's Dukedom, which is he is the dog of the minks, and then you have Nico, which is the cat kingdom. So there's two sides of this. I mean, they're both minks, but like there's two sides. Like both of them, they kind of see them as like two separate kings. So that's where they are. But she's actually from the dukedom side. She's an ally of the Straw Hat Pirates. And during the whole, like, she shows up and she's really prominent during the whole Cake Island saga and the Wano Country arc, which is where we are right now. When she first showed up, she showed up in episode 753. So that's, again, a long watch to get into this specific, to actually be able to see her. I'm current on the show right now, maybe a week behind. So it did take a while for her to actually show up. But like I said, she was a musketeer over there, so they're more like the fighters of the dukedom forces, I guess you could say. So let's talk a little bit about her. So her appearance is she's white furred, blonde hair, rabbit mink with brown eyes, rabbit ears, a rabbit-like nose, and a large fluffy tail. But basically, other than that, she's similar to that of a human adolescent girl. So the big thing about it is, like, she looks literally like a bunny. So again, you're going to see it in the cover art, but she looks literally like a bunny. You see her the first time with a short orange dress with laced up sides, with a little cape, the Guardian's cape, which is like the best of the best musketeers. So you get to see her in that. And then after that, you kind of see her. She changes to a different shirt and different outfit and things like that, which makes sense. It follows the normal One Piece theme, in the sense that everybody starts off in one outfit or something like that, and then a little bit later into the actual show, they end up changing it. So she changes to a different shirt that has is a or a shorter dress that says rabbit across the front, which I thought was actually pretty cool, just because she is a rabbit. So I thought that was pretty cool. And later on, you see her in like a white dress. It's like a short short orangish dress, but she's wearing like her little claw, like she's got like a little almost like a mitt over one of her claws and things like that. So she's changed a couple of different times and some of the stuff that she's worn. I'm probably going to post probably one of my favorite outfits, which is probably the one with the rabbit, because that was actually pretty dope. Now the cool thing about her is that not only is she a mink, so in this situation, minks are like humans, but they're not. They're actual animals. She's very protective over the people that she cares about. Obviously, she's aligned with the or allied with the Straw Hat Pirates, and so she jumped in to kind of help them there. Pedro was like her mentor, and so she has been distraught and kind of chasing after his killer throughout the whole show. Again, not trying to give too much of a spoiler if you're going to go back and watch it, but yeah, so she's very dedicated and very much like, loyal to her friends. The really cool thing about her is that she has this thing that is like I think it's called a Xiaolong form. I think it's what it's called. But basically, what ends up happening is when there's like a full moon, and they're in sight of that full moon, they can transform. And when they transform, like she takes this huge, like I don't know, it's like this amazing, like full on bunny form. She's got this her fur gets like really big. It's dope. She's able to awaken this form while looking at a full moon. In this form, her strength, speed, agility, electro, and fighting attributes are magnified, allowing her to take out multiple members of the Big Mom Pirates in the blink of an eye. She ends up like super duper strong. There's an extreme exhaustion that comes with it if you've been in that form for way too long. But it's really cool because in the arc that we're in now, when the sun or when the moon comes out, you get to see them take this form. But then once it goes away, then they can't, like, they go back, they revert like to their normal selves. But revert to their normal selves, though, you can tell that it's definitely taking a toll on them, so they have to be very careful on how they use this power. But it's kind of cool because it doesn't look like it's almost I don't know it's almost like they don't change into it if they don't directly look into the moon. So I don't know if it's one of those things, it's like as soon as the moon comes out they just immediately change, or if they have to look at it or something like that. But I will say that the majority of the time that we've seen it, when they don't want to transform, the minks, they're usually like hidden. So I don't know if it's the moonlight has to hit them. I'm not exactly sure, but I think that that's really cool, too, how they kind of brought it in. Like I said, she's a really cool character. I like her character design. I like how kind and how soft that they kind of brought her in. I wouldn't say she's the complete opposite of our first character, Moroku. I wouldn't say that she's 100% opposite because they're both loyal. I just think that she's more soft spoken and more like more bunny-esque than this aggressive one. I guess it's two sides of the same bunny, I guess you could say. I was gonna say the same tail, but I'm done on puns for rabbits. So anyway, let's move on to our third character on this list. So the third character is actually from a show that I watched somewhat recently. I kind of talked about it, I want to say, in one of my episodes. If I haven't, then I'll address it a little bit more, just because this show literally took me like by surprise. I had heard a lot of people talking about it, and I really was late jumping on a train, but now I can't wait for season two. So the next character is actually Nanachi from Made in Abyss. Like I said, this show was so emotional. I went through so many different emotions, and it made me feel some type of way the whole way through. And this specific character was one of the characters that definitely made me It definitely made me want to tear up. So she is a person who survived the sixth layer's curse of the abyss and was left deformed as a result. But unlike other Nerhates still retained a sound mind. So in this show, the further in the depth that you go down in this abyss, the more chance that when you come back up, you actually receive deformities or you succumb to certain curses, depending on where you are. And she, like I said, she's down on the sixth layer. I think she's actually on the fifth because I think that she went to the sixth and came back up, I want to say. But either way, she went through a whole bunch. And I don't know. Like the minute that you saw this character, I didn't know what she was going, how she was going to be. I didn't know like anything really was going to happen. I was so confused as to and shocked as to like what this character was even going to do. But she came in and she's possessing a vast knowledge of the abyss, its ecosystem, vegetation, and even the use of medicines. She ends up meeting up with the main characters, the main protagonists of the show, and basically that's, you know, that's kind of who she ends up sticking around with. The one thing that I do see is that I would say she, but or I've been saying she the whole time, but the thing about it is the gender is very, I guess, ambiguous because there's no like gender. It's not a she's not a boy or a girl in this situation. So it's kind of interesting how they kind of done how they designed the character. But the voice actor, it sounds like a girl, but then I guess it could also sound like a boy. So I'm just going to say I'm just going to say the character, just call it Nanachi. So Nanachi actually ended up showing up in episode 10. In the manga, it was chapter 19. But the Nanachi's appearance is very rabbit-like, except for a long, sturdy. Well, it has a long, sturdy tail, horizontally slanted pupils, carnivorous teeth, and human-like hair, which is straight and creamy white in a short bobbed style. The sides of the bangs go down to the shoulders. And they wouldn't even say, I don't know what to say. I'm just gonna say she for the sake of the show. The attire consists solely of gray green baggy drop crotch harem pants with dark pink hip bags on either side, red pant legs, and a pink flap that is supposed to cover their usually naked torso. So the character, the way this character kind of popped in, she was very cool. They're very cool and reserved, keeping their distance emotionally and physically. Their attitude often borders on being sarcastic and even cynical. However, behind this mask, Nanachi hides a kind and gentle soul capable of deep compassion and selfless devotion. They are always bashful when complimented, seen in the reaction to being called fluffy. They also express discomfort at being petted, especially by Reg. And as a human, Nanachi seemed to be more timid due to their prior life. So, the big thing about this is, like I said, they don't really want to be petted. The other thing is, very selfless, selfless devotion and compassion. The character did come off as being kind of, I don't know, like being kind of like sarcastic and very much like standoffish when we first ended up seeing them. And but now, like it's like she's pretty much they are pretty much part of, I'm trying to use pronouns, they are pretty much part of the group now. And I think the cool thing about it is that they've done a really good job of building up the character and giving you backstory. That's one thing I will say. You know me, I'm a sucker for backstory. So they did a really good job of building up backstory and then trying to fit this piece into the puzzle. And once you get into this specific show and you get to where we ended up running into Nanachi, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about as far as why she made me want to cry and how the story actually unfolded. So you definitely make sure that you get to this point and make sure that you watch this show because this is absolutely crazy good. So let's jump into the last character. So the last character on this list is Rabbits from Jujutsu Tyson, or Juni Tyson. I was thinking about Jujutsu Kaisen. So it's actually from Juni Tyson, which I've talked about that show before. And my sister finally watched it. So thank you, sis, for watching the show. I think I said that before. But she actually said she liked it because she just randomly saw me watching it one day. But yeah, so Usagi is his actual name. He is one of the 12 zodiacs from Juni Taisen. He is the warrior of the rabbit who kills with distinction. In the anime, he introduces himself as killing psychotically. So he is actually he pops up in the very first episode of this show, and it's absolutely freakishly crazy. Like, dude is a psychopath through and through. He's a young man with a fit build. He has messy white short hair, which covers his left eye, while his right eye is red with a black with like a black outline. Well, I guess the white part in your eye, whatever you want to call that, his is black. He is also shown to have sharp teeth. He wears a black rabbit-eared headpiece with one of the ears drooping over his left eye. He wears a collar with a black bow tie on his neck. Two black suspenders hooked across his shoulders they support his extremely tight and revealing black shorts. He's got. Like, I'm gonna put a picture, a full body picture, so you can see what I'm talking about. But yeah, those shorts, he wears short shorts for sure. He also wears a large white rabbit tail on his back, and his shoes are a pair of black dagger high heels. So the thing about him is he has a distorted mental state upon first glance. He seems to be very childish and careless and impulsive, but despite that, he's quick-witted and strategic. He is I don't know. He's always thinking about the next fight. And the thing about him is that he, like I said, he's psychotic, but he's very malicious and very intentional about what he does. So, like, you would think that he's very carefree, especially when you see him in the very first episode, but he is not like that at all. Dude is absolutely murderous. He gives off this just death aura. And I think the thing that I like the most about him is one, just his appearance. I think the appearance was actually pretty cool. I couldn't pull this off if I was going to cosplay as him at all. But yeah, his appearance is really cool, and the way that he kind of just jumps right into the show and everything like that, which if you haven't listened to my episode on Juni Tyson, I suggest that you go back and listen to it. I'd have to look and see exactly which one I talked about. I've talked about a lot of different shows, but yeah, definitely go and watch Juni Tyson if you haven't seen it. And I'm going to do another episode at some point, just breaking down some of my favorite zodiacs from this one, because this show was very, it was a very quick watch, but it had a lot of depth in it, I feel like. And so I wanted to just kind of break down all 12 of the warriors and kind of give you a little bit more of like what I liked about the characters and where I would rank them in regards to the show. But he's definitely up there in that top half for sure. But yeah. Super crazy character, super mental, a murderer through and through, doesn't mind the blood, doesn't mind the gore. He's just there to kill, and yeah, he does a really good job at it. He is a A plus employee when it comes to killing. But anyway, like I said, those are four of the characters I just wanted to kind of talk about in this episode. We're hopping into spring. I'm gonna That's the only other bunny pun I'm going to make on the show. We talked about a couple of different bunny slash rabbit characters. We talked about Moroku from My Hero Academia or Academia, however you want to say that. Carrot from One Piece. We talked about Nanachi from Made in Abyss. And we talked about Rabbit from Juni Taisen. Like I said, I appreciate you all sharing and supporting the show. Like I said, this is Happy Easter again. This episode will be coming out post Easter, but I still hope that you have a very happy Easter. You get some gifts, or kids do egg hunts or anything like that. Get some good dinner, catch the itis, take a nap or whatever. Get some good sleep in. But I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week or a great beginning to your week. Thank you again for supporting the show and listening to the show. Follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter, please. And thank you. I'm trying to get those numbers up. Shout out to everybody who's listening from all over the world. I think Germany is still holding it down at number 2. America's still at number 1. Got some other people, some other countries kind of sneaking in, so I appreciate everybody listening. Follow me on at Anime Talk and at Anime Talk 12 on Instagram and Twitter. I don't know why I just had a brain fart there. But yeah, like I said, I appreciate all of you for listening. I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week. Continue to be a light in a world full of darkness and be the best version of yourself that you can potentially be. And until next week, I guess I'll talk at you later. Peace.